Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, what is up? What is up? What is up? Welcome to another edition of the ATL Dreaming Podcast with your host, E-Dub, and Yakiri. I have the wonderful Yakiri Thomas with me today. Yakiri, what is going on, my dear?
Hello, hello, sports lovelies. I am back. I'm so excited.
What's going on, homie? How's your week been?
Oh, it's been a very interesting week, to say the least, but I'm happy to be alive. That's all I got.
We'll take it, man. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for checking out the ATL Dreaming Podcast, the only podcast dedicated solely to the Atlanta Dream. So, we've gotten the particulars out the way. We got a lot to talk about in our little podcast this afternoon, well, this evening, or whenever you're listening to the pod, but just want to give a shout out to all the Atlanta Dream fans and all the folks out there that have been checking out the pod and been responding to us on social media, retweeting the podcast. We really appreciate that, right, Kerry? We appreciate y'all.
Of course. Thank you. Keep it coming. We love comments. Good ones.
Yes, the good ones. while we're at it, make sure you swing by. You can get the podcast wherever podcasts are available. On Apple Pod, Google Play, Spotify, however you get down with the get down, you can find the ATL Dream Podcast. So if you have a friend that is looking for an Atlanta Dream Podcast, go ahead and let them know. And we would love to have them support us.
Absolutely, yes. Please do. And we welcome all sponsorships
too. Yes, all sponsorships. Even better. If you wanna work with us, you know what I'm saying? We're trying to build this thing a little bit. We can work together.
Yes. Make it happen.
I know that is right. But let's go ahead and get into the particulars. And let's start off with a little WNBA/Atlanta Dream news. Mm-hmm. First and foremost. All-star voting has started. So, Kiri, have you done your part yet?
I would lie about it, but I'm going to be honest. No, I have not.
Well, you need to get on the ball.
You're absolutely correct. I mean, Ryan Howard, Cheyenne Parker, Ari McDonald, just to name a few. I mean, what can you say? I am on it. I'm definitely voting for my favorite Atlanta Dream team players. Yes.
I have voted at least 3 times already.
You have?
And yeah, so I'm up and like last year I got a little late start, but every vote counts. So you guys make sure you go. You can go onto the website. If you have the WNBA app, you can go there and vote. Go ahead and make sure you vote for you can vote for your favorite players, but make sure you throw some dream players in there. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead.
Yes.
And if you want, you can make it all dream lineup, you know? And then the next one, you can do something different. There's many things you can do with that. But make sure you go by and support our Atlanta Dream when it comes to WNBA fan voting.
Absolutely.
So,
and I'm doing it as we speak, fans. So, yes.
All right, because I was about to put you on blast and say, okay, now when can I expect your vote to be in there?
I'm doing it now.
And you can vote as many times as you want. Like, I don't know how many times you can vote in a day. Like, you know, but at least go by and show the Dream some love in the All-Star voting so they can be recognized. Last year, it was cool to see Courtney Williams represent the Dream in the All-Star game. And she went out there and she represented Atlanta well. And so let's go ahead and try to get at least one or two folks in the All-Star game this weekend. You think that's a good idea?
I think that's a wonderful idea. Get your votes in now.
So let's make it work. Secondly, as far as news is concerned, the Atlanta Dream picked up a player this week. Mm-hmm. They made a trade. They traded Megan Miller and the draft rights to Raquel Carrera. Excuse me if I'm pronouncing it wrong. For Asia Durr, that goes by the name AD.
AD, yes.
So AD has had some health issues over the past 2 years with COVID and some things surrounding that. So I'm not necessarily sure about her status on when she can play or when she's going to be available. Kiri, do you know anything about that? I know you saw the release, but do you have any like inside info? Because I don't.
No, I'm just good, just like you. No, but honestly, she is from Atlanta, which okay. I do, which is a great thing. Coach has said, even in the press release, that her talent speaks for itself, and we think there is no better place to unlock it than here in their own home state. So I'm definitely happy to see a fellow Atlantan, ATLian. So I think this may be a good look, because remember, Coach know what she's doing. Don't
sleep on Coach. And I think that AD had some time playing with Coach. I think that said that I don't have the release pulled up, but so yeah, I mean, hopefully she can get, you know, healthy and get back ready to roll, and maybe with her, and I don't know the status on Tip yet. Tip Hayes, hopefully she'll be back sooner than later. I know Erica Wheeler was dealing with an ankle issue the last game. So it's that time of year, man, where, you know, injuries are just a part of the game, you know. They're a part of the game, and you need depth, you know. You need depth. And hopefully our players can get back sooner than later, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. This is just what happens in the world of I Love Basketball. So,
yeah. Yeah.
You know.
All right. So the state of the Dream right now, last time we spoke, our last pod, we were on, they were 6-3. They are currently 7-6. Yes. They're on a little bit of a slide. They've lost two games straight. They've lost three of the last four. The road trip hasn't been kind of kind to them. I have my thoughts on what I think about this team, but I want to hear your thoughts about kind of just like the overall thought of, okay, we kind of lost the last two games. Like, what is your general thought about the team? Now, I know, full disclosure, some of those West Coast games have been hard to catch with the 10 o'clock start time. But, you know, we do look at the stat sheets. We do, you know, check stuff out. But what are your thoughts just on kind of like the mid-season struggles?
Oh, my gosh, E, this has been a very tumultuous time for our team, you know. Of course, I believe road trips are hard. You know, the momentum can be easily lost when there is a lack of energy, you know, or just fan energy to just kind of, you know, up the hype. But at the end of the day, it seems as if, you know, quote me if I'm wrong, we are having problems. It seems like offensively we're good, but it's just right now with these off games, it's very, very hard for our team to just really finish the game, period. That's where we're at.
Yeah. I think that I think you're starting to see kind of like what this team is. Like, you know, getting off to a very fast start is always like exciting, you know. Mm-hmm. But I think we're kind of settling in and seeing exactly like, okay, what this team is. Like, we know they're not as bad as last year.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that is something to be excited about. However, they are just probably not ready for like to be considered a top tier team. And that's fine because, you know, we're kind of in a rebuilding stage, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, because like they're rebuilding, they're rebranding, they threw, you know, a whole bunch of new pieces together, and so I think it's okay. So if you're a Dream fan, like I wouldn't say, you know, it's not time to hit the panic button. It's time to have like a realistic conversation of what this team is. And when you look at the teams they've lost to, like they've lost to top tier teams, right? Yes. You know, you've lost to Seattle, you've lost to Chicago, the defending champions. You lost to a very good Phoenix team. I think, was that the last team they lost to?
Yeah.
You know, Diana Taurasi and those girls. So, I mean, these are veteran teams that have been together and been. So, you want to win these games, but it's kind of like a gut check of, like, who this team really is.
But, you know, I think when it's all said and done, it is a teachable moment, a friend of mine once used to say. I think these are, you know, lessons that they're learning. These are teachable moments for our team. Yes, they're a young team. Yes, we have, you know, rookies on our team. Hey, Ryan Howard, my cousin, is doing phenomenal. but we still have to learn how to finish out these games. And I think, you know, that's going to be something that coach will probably be working on moving to the next game. What is the next game? Is it Chicago?
I believe so. I'm pulling up the schedule as we speak. So I believe so.
Stop it. Somebody stop Candace Parker.
Yeah.
That's all I got.
You know what I mean? And it's like, you know, they're the world champions. You know what I'm saying? So their next game actually is Connecticut this Wednesday. Okay. And then Friday, they end the road trip in Chicago. So see Candace on Friday, and Wednesday they'll play Connecticut. So very tough games. You know, Connecticut, I think when you have like the WNBA, when there's only like 12 teams, every game is a battle. It's like there's no night where you just walk in and be like, oh yeah, they got this, right? Mm-hmm. Like it's never a night like that.
Right. You're right. It's crazy, but you're absolutely right. So I definitely, I'll be watching. I'll be watching from afar. Do I think we can get a win? Possibly. But again, defense. I got to emphasize defense. Absolutely. All the time.
So I think that if they can get one or two of these last road games between Connecticut or Chicago, I think if they get one of those, I think that'll be really good. Because at the end of the road trip, you have a 3-game homestand, which is going to be good. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, teams love playing at home. You got Dallas, New York, Connecticut. Again, tough teams, but you'd rather be home, right?
Right. Of course. And we want them home. You know, how excited is it to play at home? Just again, just feeding off that energy of our crowd. The last couple of games, home games, were sold out crowds, and it was just phenomenal. The energy was just blowing through the building. Win, lose, they were just really happy to be at Atlanta Dream game. And I'm happy that they're there. I mean, can we talk about last season where we could barely fill up a section of the arena?
Yeah, like credit to the Dream and the marketing and the rebranding, and credit to the fans. Like the home games have been really good, really intense. The energy has been, I mean, even in the games they lost, like it's still been a good crowd. Even the ones that weren't sellouts were good crowds, you know what I mean? And absolutely. So yeah, you got to credit that. And you can't be, you know, just, you know, dissuaded too much of the little the losing streak. So at the end of the day, I still think they're headed in the right direction. And that's definitely a positive.
Absolutely agree.
So I pulled up some numbers, and just talking about the team and kind of some of the things where we can get improvement. So I pulled up some of the offensive numbers and some of the things. And I think the thing that's really been their calling card this year has been their defense. Like their defense has been really good this year. And when you look at their offense, the offense is currently last in scoring. Like they're scoring 75 points a game, which is like dead last. So you got it. You're like, they're in the top five, I think, as far as defense is concerned. But you just still got to score more. And, like, I don't know how you, like, when you're a young team and, like, how you figure that out. Because your number one scorer is a rookie. You know what I'm saying? And so you just, you need to get more offense. And I don't know, I don't have a solution to that. Like, I wish I know. I did.
It's crazy. It is insane. I mean, you look at the numbers and then you're looking at the players, and it can be a bit confusing. Like, how, you know, this game should have been won, but, you know.
Yeah.
But then you get the other team and you're like, there you are.
Yeah.
Who they are.
Scoring, and we know it's been well documented. Coaches talked about it all season. The turnovers. The turnovers have been killing us. They're also number one in the league in turnovers per game, and that's not a good thing. They gotta take better care of that ball. And I think that I think if they take better care of the ball, you'll obviously get more points, right? I mean, and of course, this isn't just so simple as me just looking at the numbers and say, hey, don't turn the ball over. That stuff comes with time. And again, we got a young team. We have two rookies in our starting lineup, you know, and like that's a lot of pressure. It's a lot of weight on their shoulders. And they're figuring it out. And this is kind of like the growing pains, you know what I mean?
It's called, like I just said, a friend used to say to me, the teachable moment. That's their teachable moment.
Yeah, yeah. So hopefully coach and their staff, I'm sure they are well aware of the numbers and the metrics and everything, you know, so we won't go too far into it. But definitely got to clean over the turnovers. Got to clean up the turnovers. And I think once you clean up the turnovers, you'll get increased scoring. You got to start getting to the line more. And when you get there, you got to make your free throws. Because they're like in the middle of the league with their free throw percentages. They shoot the three ball really well. When they're like top five there. So that's, you know, good. So it's not all bad. But you just need to clean up the turnovers. You need to score more. And I still think at the end of the day, they still got a tough defense. And if nothing else, that will keep you in the majority of your games, man. So.
But, you know, and this is one thing I will say. That last game, even my husband, you know, I was multitasking. He was like, oh, my gosh, the rookie. And I'm like, yes, try. You know, she is who – she's the reason why she's the number one pick, Ryan Howard. Yeah. She really did do her best to end that game on a win, but it just didn't happen. But, again, these are learning lessons for our team.
Definitely, definitely. It's kind of like the theme. It's like, you know, when your number one scorer is a rookie – those are things she's going to put in her little, you know, her little memory bank and be like, okay, well, next time, maybe I should go X, Y instead of, you know, A, B, you know what I mean? And just like kind of figure things out, you know?
So and that's it.
That's what it is. So, again, just to reiterate, the Dream have two more away games at Connecticut, at Chicago. Then they will be home, I believe, sometime next week for three more home games. And I'm excited about being back into the arena. Like, it's crazy. Like, it's been a while since we've had that excitement. I know the excitement about, like, going to the game. You know what I mean? Like, let's keep it a stack, right? Let's keep it a stack, right? It feels good going to games now, right?
It absolutely does. And again, it's just like, it's just a whole nother world. It's like a total 360. We're happy to be in the building. We're happy to talk to coach because a lot of times we're going to be honest with you. We're not always happy to, we may not have a question for coach. If you're just on a losing streak, we out of questions. We don't know what to say. But in this emphasis, we are always able to pull out questions and just kind of right head to see what can we do now, you know, what else do you have in your bag, Tanisha, right? But you know, I love it. I love being back with this team, and I'm just looking forward to what will happen at the end of the season.
And while we're on this topic of growing pains again, we got to remember, like, this is Coach T's first time being a head coach, you know? Mm-hmm. So, like, everybody's going through a learning curve right now. Everybody's going through a learning curve. And this is just part of the business, part of the business. And this is what the journey to be great. You got to go through these things. And, you know, it is what it is, man.
It is what it is.
It is what it is. Let's get into our player of the week. Again, they have been kind of struggling as of late. Three out of the four have been losses. They've lost the last two on the road. However, there's still bright spots. There's still players that are still playing well, even in defeat. And Kiri, do you have a player of the week?
Well, you know, it was so very hard for me to say that my cousin would not be the player of the week this time, but I decided to switch it up a little bit. I decided to go with Ari McDonald's my player of the week.
Okay.
Yeah, so, you know, I'm doing something new.
Yes. I like it. I like it. Ari has been stepping up. I believe she started last game, right? Because last game was the game that Erica missed. And she stepped into the starting role, and she was tough, man. She was tough, you know?
Yes.
And that was just such a close game, man, like such a close game. But when you play teams like that with those vets, you know what I mean? It's like they just know, like, where everybody's going to be. And but I thought Ari played well, you know what I mean? 13 points, four assists, four rebounds. She played, you know, 40 minutes. She led everybody. And, yeah, man, it it was a good game for her. So shout out to Ari.
But you know what? Could I say this? I know this is off. I missed this. I meant to tell you this before we end the show. Did you ever see the Atlanta Dream commercial in 2008?
No.
With AD?
I don't remember.
Oh my gosh. Yes, it was. Just go back through your social media, go to the Atlanta Dream page and watch that commercial, and then we'll talk about AD next show. Period.
Okay. I don't remember. I gotta go check it out.
Yes, please do.
I gotta check it out. All right. So shout out to Ari McDonald for player of the week. My player of the week is drum roll. So here's the thing. I was trying to remember who I gave my player of the week last week to, because I didn't want to give it to the same person.
Right.
Do you remember who I gave it to last week?
I don't. Okay. You're asking someone that forgets just like you.
So. Okay. So my player of the week is Cheyenne Parker.
I love it.
Yes. And the last four games, she has been really sharp. 15 points a game over those four games, 8 rebounds. And she's really establishing herself as a presence, like down low in the paint, you know?
Yeah.
Her and Monique. And I just love how she's moving within the offense. And personally, I would love to see a little bit more out of her. You know what I mean? I would love to see, you know, 15, let's kick that thing up to 15, 20 points a game. Let's kick it up. You know what I mean? But she is my player of the game. I mean, player of the week. So shout out to Ms. McDonald and Ms. Parker for the ATL Dreamin' Players of the Week.
Yeah.
So, you know, after the show, I'm going to have to listen to last pod and be like, I got to find out who my, because I really don't want to do, like, you know, I try to spread the wealth a little bit, but it is what it is. If she gets it twice in a row, it is what it is. You know what I mean?
It is what it is. We love them all.
We do, man. So hopefully when we do Player of the Week next week, we'll be talking about some more victories and some more wins. And, you know, hopefully we can do it like that. So
of course.
Absolutely. So one thing we always do also, if you are new to the podcast, we also do a unsung hero. So every podcast we do a and how can I explain the unsung hero? I explain it every podcast. Unsung hero is kind of somebody either on the court or I try to make it so that we can do something off the court. So if there's somebody in news or politics or in the community or something, is just a way for us to shout somebody out, you know what I mean? So Kiri, who is your unsung hero on or off the court for the week?
Now, do I have to do just one? It's such a tough. Can I have a double whammy? Is that
yeah
okay?
You can do two if you want, you know, it's okay. Your world, right, you know,
just
what I'm saying,
just say it, you know. My first choice for the unsung heroes, I will say this. The last game that the home game we attended, Cheyenne Parker and the other players, you know how we just sometimes just get all into conversations with each other, talking about the game. And we, as media, was just, you know, talking to each other. But, you know, Cheyenne Parker came up to us and talked to us briefly. And the other players were just, you know, hello, thank you for coming. This is a different team. They don't do that normally. You know what I'm like? Hey, how are you? What's up? So I definitely want to say my unsung heroes are my Atlanta Dream team. I love these ladies. You know, this is the reason why I cover them. I really love this Dream team. Now my second, I know I need to hurry up because timing is of the essence.
I mean, but, you pretty much gave like 12 people right there.
I know, that's like the whole thing.
But
it's the year of the woman, okay?
Wait, I thought last year was the year of the woman.
No. It's the new year.
Anyway, y'all get a year every year. What are we gonna get? It's all good. Go ahead.
So my next choice for the unsung hero goes to Penny Taylor. She used her induction into the Women's Basketball Hall of Fame to call the release of her former Phoenix Mercury teammate, Brittany Griner. Of course, she's noted that it's been 114 days since the 7-time WNBA All-Star has been detained in Russia. And some of you may not know, Miss Taylor is also Diana Taurasi's boo-boo.
Diana Taurasi's wife, yes.
That's her wife. That's wifey. Well,
shout out to her.
That's it. And I love it. You know, keep supporting. Bring Brittany Griner home. Bring BG home safely. And that's my unsung heroes for the week.
Very well done. Very well done.
See, I try sometimes.
Now that you mentioned it, they just announced the class, I believe, that's going to be inducted for the Hall of Fame, for the Women's Basketball Hall. It was for the Women's Basketball Hall of Fame, right? Is that what it was? Yeah. So I know it was her. I know that, who, do you remember some of the other ladies that were in there?
You know, my memory is bad, but I will research for you.
I want to say our girl, the one that we were talking about last week, okay, here it is. I just pulled it up.
You pulled
Becky
it up?
Becky Hammon, okay. Other inductees include Becky Hammon, Debbie Antonelli, Waylon Baptist, and Alice Cookie Barron. And so, you know, salute to those ladies, man. You know, salute to those ladies.
Isn't that big? That is so
awesome,
big. Man.
That's awesome. So, yeah. Dope, dope, dope. All right. So, my unsung play. Are we calling it unsung heroes this year? I mean, like, what? Unsung hero. Okay. So, I got the player of the week and the unsung hero crossed. Okay, so it's unsung hero and the player of the week. Okay. So my unsung, I'm going to follow the rules and I'm just going to give you one.
Okay.
So as many of you may know, next Sunday is Father's Day.
Woo-hoo!
So, you know, I'm going to go ahead and get my award out a week early. To all the fathers out there, all the dads, all the father figures, all the uncle daddies and grandfather daddies, you know what I'm saying? All the
baby
different
daddies.
Hats.
I say baby
daddies. Yes, they can fit in it too. But all the men out there, you know, doing the best they can to take care of their families, kids, and all that jazz, man. I know. Society can be a little rough and tough, especially on our fathers and men of color. But I just want to give them a little shout on our little platform to say, hey, man, we recognize y'all. We appreciate y'all. Keep doing your thing. Keep your head up. And we understand it's not always easy. We don't necessarily get the fanfare that the ladies get on Mother's Day, but it's all good.
Listen, absolutely. Listen. And again, you, my friend, you deserve that as well. You know, again, thank you for being a stand-up guy, stand-up friend, stand-up dad, stand-up husband. I love you, E.
I do what I can. I do what I can. But this, I mean, I went to the store on Mother's Day the other last month to grab a few things just out of the grocery store. And when I say that thing was filled to capacity with people trying to show their mama some love. Yes. My goodness. I think I'm going to go to the store on Father's Day just to see the comparison.
You know what? Don't do that. We ain't going to, you know what? That's another show. We're not going to compare.
All right. We're not going to compare. But shout out to all the dads out there. You're on my unsung hero. I'm going to give it to y'all a week early. And I just want to shout all y'all out. And shout out to your husband and all the men in your family as well.
Thank you, E. Thank you.
Yes. So, ladies and gentlemen, we are coming to the end again of the ATL Dream Podcast. Again, don't forget to give us a rating on Apple Podcasts, all the podcast platforms that you listen to us. We love 5 stars. So if you get anything less than 5 stars, hit us up, hit your Curie up, and you know, let her know what your issues are, and she'll fix them. And then
slide in my DMs.
Let her know what the problem is. So, you know, she can fix it so that you can give us a 5-star rating. But
yes,
how we get down. In closing, we always do parting shots. And I will let Curie go first with your parting shot.
Okay. So, you know, I told you I had a crazy day today. And, you know, I may have 1 or 2 drinks, but it's okay. I'm here. I am happy to be here. So this is my parting shot of life is like a camera. Focus on what is important, capture the good times, develop from the negatives. And if things don't work out, take another shot physically and mentally. Yes, I said it. The end.
Very well done. Very well done, man. Very well done. So
yes, cheers to everyone.
Cheers to the weekend and all that good stuff. And anything else you can cheers to, right?
Absolutely.
Our parting shot is very simplistic. I've been walking every morning, just kind of for my health, and kind of it's a way kind of how I clear my mind in the mornings. And on my walks, I see some of the most amazing things. Like, I'm a big, like, animal nerd, right? So I love seeing, like, little bunny rabbits in my neighborhood and, you know, just little critters and stuff. And I love all that stuff. And so parting shot is simple, man. Sometimes life can be really fast and really hectic. And sometimes you just need to slow down and smell the flowers, you know. I was telling my wife this morning that I saw a lot of bees this morning. I don't know why. I don't, like, maybe it's like pollen season and, you know, they're getting ready to ramp back up. But, you know, just small things that you notice, like those small things. And so sometimes we just need to slow down and smell the flowers and see the small things in life. And, you know, I think it'll make it all the worthwhile. Because, you know, life can be, we lose a lot of things in the details because we move so fast. So slow down a little bit and enjoy life, you know?
Oh, I love that. So very well spoken. At first, I was going to say, is he finna just sit here and brag on his 45, 50 pounds he has lost like he did on Facebook? Because he's about to have him a hot boy summer. Yes. Don't do that. Because I've been dieting and lost 2 pounds, and I'm happy about those two. But congratulations, Ed. But
now, yes, it is not 45 to 50 pounds. Be quiet. But yeah.
No. Very well spoken. I love it.
Yes. I love it. Yes, yes, yes. So, ladies and gentlemen, we thank you so much for checking out the ATL Dreaming Podcast. Make sure you rate the pod. Make sure you subscribe. We appreciate all the reshares and retweets. And we will see you next game. I mean, next time, hopefully, with some more W's in the win column for the Atlanta Dream. On behalf of Kiri, I'm E-Dub. We are out.
Deuces.
Peace and love.